be in the house of God. God is moving. I don't know if you can feel it, but He's moving. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the things that you are doing in the heavenly realms, in our lives. We cannot see, but you receive the worship. We cannot see, but when you receive the worship, things are happening. And Father, we come to you with a heart open for your presence. To come and speak to us, because we are here on earth and we need you more than ever before. Just use my life, Lord, as an instrument to share your word. And may your word be, Father, producing a great harvest within ourselves and through ourselves for the glory of your mighty name. Amén. Bueno, el domingo pasado escuchamos el mensaje de corrección y disciplina.
Last Sunday morning, you remember the message which was called The Correction and the Discipline of God.
Y estamos en una serie que se llama Año Nuevo en las Sendas Antiguas.
And we've opened up a series called New Year on Ancient Paths.
Y cada año nosotros debemos de entender que año tras año debemos de caminar sobre las sendas antiguas.
And it's important that we know that year after year, every single year of our lives, we need to walk on the ancient paths.
Hay algo que nunca va a cambiar.
There is one thing that will never change.
Que permanece para siempre.
One thing that will always remain.
Que es inmutable.
One thing that will not be shaken.
Y es Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Y recordamos que compartió Philip un versículo en Jeremías 6:16.
You remember from last week, Philip shared the verse from Jeremiah 6, verse 16.
Dice, parados sobre la encrucijada.
And the word of God says, stand at the crossroads and look.
Detenerse.
Stop.
Y preguntar.
And ask.
¿Cuál es el camino correcto?
What is the right path to walk on?
Y anda por él.
And walk on it.
Y traeré descanso para tu alma.
And that will bring rest for your soul.
¿Cuántos queremos descanso para nuestra alma?
Your soul?
Y quiero hablar de esto. Dios le dice a su pueblo Israel, detente,
God
pregunta.
Said to his people Israel, stop and ask.
Y fíjate cuál es el camino correcto.
Think, what is the correct path?
Y es algo que debemos entender que Dios quiere que analicemos.
This is something that we need to consider and analyze.
¿Estamos en el camino correcto?
Am I on the right path?
La Biblia dice en Proverbios 21.
Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 2.
Todo camino del hombre es recto en su propia opinión.
A man can think in his own mind that his ways are right.
Pero Jehová pesa los corazones.
But it is God who weighs the heart.
También Dios dice en Proverbios 14:12.
God also in Proverbs 14:12.
Delante de cada persona hay un camino que parece recto.
There is a way that seems right to a man.
Pero al final es muerte.
But in the end, it leads to death.
¿Qué quiere decir esto?
What does that mean?
A veces pensamos que estamos caminando correctamente.
Sometimes we can think that we're walking on the right path.
Pero a lo mejor no estamos caminando
but
bien.
Maybe our walk's not that great.
Por eso Dios dice, detente, analiza,
that's
pregunta.
That's why God says, stop, consider. Analyze, ask.
Y fíjate cuál es el camino correcto.
Consider what is the right path.
Y quiero hablar, este tema se llama El Camino Angosto.
And the title of today's message is The Narrow Path.
El Camino Angosto.
The Narrow Path.
Voltea a la persona que está a tu lado y dile El Camino Angosto.
Say to the person next to you, The Narrow Path.
Y la Biblia habla del camino angosto.
The Bible talks about the narrow path.
En Mateo 7:13-14.
In Matthew 7:13-14, the Word of God says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many will enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Quiero leer la versión, la nueva traducción viviente.
I'm going to read the New Living Translation.
Que nos da un poquito más de luz sobre este versículo.
And I actually prefer the translation I've got here. It just brings a little bit more light to the scripture.
Solo puedes entrar en el reino de Dios.
This is what it says, my translation. You can only enter into the kingdom of God.
A través de la puerta angosta.
Through the narrow gate.
La carretera al infierno es amplia.
The road that leads to death, the road that leads to hell is wide.
Y la puerta es ancha.
The door is wide too.
Para los que escogen ese camino.
For those who choose to walk on the wide path.
Sin embargo,
however,
la puerta de acceso a la vida,
if you walk on the path that gives life,
es muy angosta.
It is very narrow.
Y el camino es difícil.
And it's a difficult path.
Y son muy pocos los que alguna vez la encuentran.
And there are very few people who will walk on it.
La Biblia está hablando claramente que hay dos caminos, el camino ancho y el camino angosto. El camino ancho es muy fácil de transitar.
It is easy to walk on the wide path.
Pero el camino angosto es muy difícil de pasar.
And it is difficult to walk on the narrow path.
Yo no sé si has estado en alguna carretera que es completamente chiquita y apenas si puede pasar tu carro.
I don't know if you've ever been driving on a road that's so narrow you're even concerned you might slip off the edge.
En México hay muchas carreteras que son muy angostas.
In Mexico, lots of the roads are actually really narrow.
Y si no manejas correctamente, tienes un accidente.
If you're not careful, your car will go off the edge.
Dios está diciendo en su palabra, hay dos caminos.
God says in his word there are two paths.
El camino cómodo,
the comfortable path,
que el mundo ofrece.
That's the one that the world offers you.
Con todas las cosas que la carne desea.
Everything that your flesh wants.
Pero conduce al infierno.
And it leads to hell.
Y el camino angosto,
the narrow path,
que lo describe este versículo muy difícil de transitar.
It says that it is very difficult in my translation to walk on the narrow path.
Pero conduce a la vida eterna.
But it leads to eternal life.
Cuando Dios está diciendo al pueblo en Israel en el capítulo en el versículo 6:16 de Jeremías.
When God spoke to his people in Jeremiah 6 verse 16.
Está diciendo, si andan por el camino bueno,
he's saying to them, if you walk on the right path,
si andan por la senda antigua,
if you walk on the ancient path,
si andan por el camino angosto,
if you walk on the narrow path,
van a hallar descanso para su alma.
There will be rest for your soul.
Y está hablando no solamente de descanso aquí en la tierra.
And it's not just talking about your soul finding rest here on earth.
Está hablando de la eternidad.
It's talking about eternity too.
Del cielo.
Heaven.
¿Qué es lo que más nos debe de importar?
That is the most important thing.
Entonces, hay dos caminos.
There are two paths.
Y quiero hablar del camino angosto.
I'd like to speak about the narrow path.
Y el camino angosto no es un hábito de religiosidad.
The narrow path is not about being legalistic.
No es un hábito de seguir una religión.
It's not about being religious.
Jesús es el camino angosto.
Jesus is the narrow path.
Jesucristo dijo, "Yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida."
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life."
Y Jesucristo dijo, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí,
Jesus said, if anyone wants to come after me,
tome su cruz,
take up your cross,
y sígame.
Follow me.
¿Qué quiere decir? Va a costarte estar en el camino angosto.
What does that mean? It means there's a price to pay if you want to walk on the narrow path.
Va a ser difícil.
It will be difficult.
Y cuando el Señor dice, pero yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Nos está diciendo, seguirme es seguirme por el camino angosto.
When Jesus says, follow me, he's saying, walk on the narrow path.
Porque yo soy el camino.
Jesus is saying, I am that path.
Todos los discípulos de Cristo,
all of Jesus' disciples,
que le siguieron fielmente,
who followed him faithfully,
sufrieron el camino,
suffered on the path.
Sufrieron transitar en el camino.
They suffered when they walked on that path.
Y eran denominados seguidores del camino.
And they were called followers of the way.
En Hechos 24, 12 y 14, en Hechos 24, 14 y 22.
In Acts chapter 24.
Pablo está describiéndose como seguidor del camino.
Paul describes himself as a follower of the way.
Y cuando usted lee la palabra camino, está con letras mayúsculas.
Interestingly, in Acts 24, when Paul says he's a follower of the way, the word way has a capital W.
Porque no se trata de una religión.
This is not about being religious.
Se trata de seguir la vida de Jesús.
It's about following Jesus.
Se trata de seguir sus pasos.
It's about walking in his footsteps.
Se trata de imitar sus acciones.
It's about imitating Jesus.
Y de ser como Cristo.
Being like Jesus.
Y quiero hablar cómo Dios dice que el camino angosto es el camino de arrepentimiento y santidad.
The narrow path, the way of Jesus, is the way of repentance and holiness.
If, si tú analizas tu vida desde que te entregaste a Cristo,
if you look at your life since the day you gave your heart to Jesus,
hasta ahora,
up until this day,
tú puedes ver cuánto Dios te ha enseñado y cuánto Dios te ha transformado.
Just have a think about how much God has transformed you and how much he's taught you.
¿Cuánto el Señor te está perfeccionando?
The Lord is in that process of making you perfect.
¿Cuánto Dios está haciendo que tu carne sea sometida a la vida del Espíritu?
That your flesh would be submitted to the Holy Spirit.
¿Por qué? Porque Dios dice que el camino angosto es el camino de arrepentimiento y santidad.
The narrow path is the path of repentance and holiness.
Si estamos caminando,
if we are walking,
y no hay arrepentimiento continuo en nuestras vidas,
and if there is not continual repentance in our lives,
y no hay continua santidad en nuestras vidas,
if there
vidas,
is not continual holiness in our lives,
tal vez no estamos en el camino correcto.
Maybe we're not walking on the right path.
Y la Biblia dice en Mateo 3 del 1 al 12.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3,
del 1 al 12,
from 1 to 12,
que había un hombre llamado Juan el Bautista.
There was a man who came and his name was John the Baptist.
Y Juan el Bautista se proclamaba no como un gran profeta.
John the Baptist didn't come claiming himself to be the great prophet.
Era conocido como profeta.
He was known as a prophet.
Pero él se proclamaba una voz.
He was a voice.
Que habla en el desierto.
A voice spoke in the desert.
Enderezar el camino del Señor.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Y está diciendo cuál era la misión de Juan el Bautista.
This is talking about what John the Baptist's mission was.
Juan el Bautista solamente hablaba de un solo camino.
John the Baptist spoke about one way, one path.
Del camino del Señor.
It was the Lord's path.
Y dice que el mensaje de Juan el Bautista para presentar este camino,
and as John the Baptist presented this path to the people,
era arrepentimiento.
It was repentance.
Arrepentimiento.
Repentance.
Estamos viendo qué clase de camino Dios quiere que transitemos.
Can we just see the path that God has traced out for us?
Arrepentimiento.
It's one of repentance.
Una conversión genuina y radical.
A genuine and a radical transformation.
Hacia la imagen de Cristo.
That would be like Jesus.
Cuando Juan el Bautista predicaba,
when John the Baptist preached,
dice que la gente venía y confesaba públicamente sus pecados.
The Bible says that people came and they publicly confessed their sin.
¿Por qué públicamente?
Why did they confess their sins publicly?
Porque ellos estaban reconociendo esto era antes y ahora esto quiero ser.
What they were doing was they were saying, this is my past life which I'm confessing and now I'm moving forward.
Quiero seguir a Jesús.
They were saying, I want to follow Jesus.
Juan el Bautista les predicaba a la gente.
John the Baptist was preaching to people.
Y a veces no era tanto con mucho amor que digamos.
And you could say that his messages weren't that lovey-dovey.
Les decía generación de víboras.
You would say to people, you brood of vipers.
Yo creo que si alguien nos dice víbora nos desmayamos.
If someone got up and said you viper, we would probably faint.
Porque en el camino angosto tenemos que ser atentos a escuchar la verdad.
When we walk on the narrow path, we need to receive truth.
Y a veces la verdad va a doler y mucho.
And sometimes truth hurts.
Pero va a producir vida.
But it will produce life.
Dice la Biblia que Juan el Bautista predicaba el bautismo del arrepentimiento.
The Bible says that John the Baptist preached the baptism of repentance.
Cuando estaba hablando del camino, de preparar el camino del Señor.
When it speaks about preparing the way for the Lord.
Vemos a Juan el Bautista haciendo todo esto.
We saw and we see that John the Baptist did all of that.
Predicando la verdad.
He was preaching the truth.
Predicando el arrepentimiento.
He was preaching repentance.
Bautizando el bautismo del arrepentimiento.
He was baptizing people with the message of repentance.
Públicamente la gente venía y se entregaba a Jesús.
Publicly, people were coming forward and repenting.
Porque estaba diciendo yo hago un compromiso de seguir este camino.
Publicly, people were making a commitment saying I'll walk on that path.
Y luego si nosotros leemos el versículo 12,
and then when you read verse 12 of Matthew 23,
dice que Dios iba a separar el trigo de la cizaña.
It says that God will separate the wheat from the chaff.
Y que iba a quemar lo que no es trigo.
And he would burn up that which is not wheat.
Y esto habla del juicio de Dios.
That verse is talking about God's judgment.
Y esto habla de dos resultados finales.
This is talking about two final outcomes.
De la cizaña que caminó sobre el camino angosto, el camino ancho.
The chaff are those who represent those who walked on the wide path.
Y del trigo que decidió andar por el camino angosto.
The wheat are those who walk on the narrow path.
Hay descanso para los que caminan por el camino angosto.
There is rest for those on the narrow.
Pero hay juicio para aquellos que eligen el camino ancho.
But those on the broad path will experience judgment.
No hay términos medios.
There is no middle path.
No hay un limbo.
There is no limbo.
Y por eso Dios quiere que y nos dice, analiza, pregunta si estás en el camino correcto.
That's why God says, stop, think, analyze. Am I walking on the narrow path?
La vida de Juan el Bautista a mí me impresiona.
John the Baptist's life amazes me.
Juan el Bautista no era solo un hombre que hablaba la verdad.
He didn't just speak the truth.
Él vivía la verdad.
He lived out the truth.
No solo era un hombre que presentaba el camino.
He didn't just tell people about the path.
Él transitaba el camino angosto.
He was on the narrow path.
La Biblia nunca registra que Juan el Bautista hizo un milagro.
The Bible never records a single miracle that John the Baptist did.
Pero yo creo que hizo el mayor de los milagros.
But he did a great miracle.
Hacer que la gente a través de la predicación se volviera a Dios en arrepentimiento.
He brought people to repentance.
Juan el Bautista no solamente hablaba la palabra.
John the Baptist didn't just preach the word of God.
La vivía.
He lived the word of God.
La Biblia registra detalles
de su
vida.
Talks about his life in detail.
Primero que estaba en el desierto.
First of all, he was in the desert.
Predicando.
He was preaching in the desert.
Cuando Dios deja detalles en la Biblia, no deja detalles nada más porque sí.
If there's a detail in the Bible, there's a reason for it. God didn't just put it in for no reason.
Juan pudo predicar en el valle.
John could have been preaching in the valley.
Pero Dios dice que él fue elegido para predicar en el
But
desierto.
But God chose him to preach in the desert.
Porque para nuestra carne, el camino angosto va a ser un desierto.
The reality is that the narrow path will be like a desert sometimes.
Porque nuestra carne se va a doler y va a sufrir.
Because the narrow path in the desert will hurt our flesh.
Cuando nosotros sometemos la carne a la palabra de Dios.
When we submit our flesh to the Holy Spirit.
Dice la Biblia que Juan el Bautista se cubría con pelo de camello, esa era su ropa.
The Bible tells us that John wore camel skin.
Ahora imagínate un pelo de camello en el desierto.
Just imagine John the Baptist in the desert with his camel skin on.
¿Se sufre?
That'd be quite uncomfortable.
Ahora imagínate, la Biblia dice que Juan el Bautista comía miel y langostas.
The Bible says that he ate locusts and honey.
Un tipo de ayuno.
That represents a fast as well.
¿Se sufre cuando ayunamos?
Do you suffer when you fast? You'd like to answer that one.
Yo me imagino que los seguidores de Juan el Bautista o la gente que recibía el mensaje era agradecida y le presentaban a lo mejor un plato suculento.
Just imagine, John the Baptist brings someone to repentance and maybe they would thank him by giving him a nice plate of food.
¿Y qué hacía él? Él estaba determinado.
And what did he say? He said,
no.
No.
Porque tenía una vida que caminaba y que sufría por el camino angosto.
He had a life and he was ready to suffer.
Sufrió tanto
he suffered so much.
Que predicó a Herodes.
He preached to Herod.
En contra del adulterio.
He preached against Herod's adultery.
Y terminó sin su cabeza.
And he lost his head for it.
En el camino angosto tenemos que ser valientes para hablar la verdad.
On the narrow path, we need to speak the truth.
Y tener la determinación de que vamos a sufrir aún por hablar la verdad.
And we know that we will suffer if we speak the truth.
Que tal vez la gente nos va a señalar.
People can point the finger at us.
Tal vez nos va a poner en la prisión.
People can put us in prison.
Pero el camino angosto es el que lleva a la vida.
But it is the narrow path that will lead to life.
La vida de Juan el Bautista fue tanto un ejemplo de alguien que caminó en el camino angosto.
The life of John the Baptist is one of someone who walked on the narrow path.
Tanto así que Jesucristo públicamente lo exaltó.
Even Jesus Christ honored him.
Y la Biblia dice en Lucas,
in the Gospel of Luke,
cuando los discípulos se acercan a Jesús y le dicen, bueno, Jesús, Juan está preguntando si eres el que había de venir.
Remember, the disciples came to him and said, Lord, John's wondering, are you the one who is to come? Are you the Messiah?
Juan estaba sufriendo en la prisión.
John was suffering in prison at the time.
Tenía un conflicto.
He had a conflict going on within him.
En su carne.
In his flesh.
Y el Señor no le dice, ah, mira, Juan está dudando. Dudando.
The Lord didn't say, ah, John the Baptist is doubting.
Él exalta su sufrimiento.
He honored him as he suffered.
Y dice, ¿qué salieron a ver al desierto? ¿Una caña sacudida por el viento?
He said, what did you go out to see? A reed swayed in the wind?
Un hombre con vestiduras finas?
A man who was dressed nicely?
Les digo, salieron a ver a un profeta y más que un profeta.
He said, he's more than a prophet.
Y dice, y el reino de los cielos sufre violencia.
And the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing.
Y dice, y Juan, no hay nadie más grande que Juan.
And he said, up until now, there's been no one greater than John.
Cuando está diciendo eso, está dándole al pueblo una respuesta de decir, este hombre ha sufrido por seguir el camino angosto.
What he's doing is he's saying to the people, this is a man who has suffered for walking on the narrow path.
No solo predicó, sino lo vivió.
He didn't just preach the truth, he lived out the truth.
Sufrió el camino angosto.
He suffered on the narrow path.
Y Dios le dice, y él es grande en el cielo.
And Jesus is saying, he is great in heaven.
Porque Dios quiere que entendamos que hay una recompensa cuando seguimos el camino angosto.
God wants us to know that there is a reward when we walk on the narrow path.
Y la pregunta es para nosotros.
This is the question for each one of us.
Para cada uno de nosotros.
For each one of us.
¿Estamos sufriendo en el camino angosto?
Am I suffering on the narrow path?
¿Estamos caminando en verdad siguiendo a Jesús y su palabra?
Am I walking and following Jesus and his word?
Porque la Biblia dice que hay cosas con las cuales todavía tenemos que lidiar. Tenemos que lidiar, como batallar.
There are still things that each one of us will be battling with.
Y que tenemos que corregir.
Things that need to be corrected.
Y quiero que vayamos a Hebreos 12, 11
and it says
al 14.
In Hebrews 12, that Hebrews 12, 11 to 15.
Al 14, 11, 14.
Okay, 11 to 14. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
El Señor está diciendo, bueno, la disciplina no es un asunto de gozo, de alegría.
The Bible is saying here that discipline is not about joy, it's not a happy experience.
Y está diciendo que debemos de hacer que lo cojo no se salga del camino.
And it's saying here that the lame may not be disabled,
sino que entre por el camino.
But that they would walk on the narrow path.
Hay áreas en nuestra vida que Dios quiere perfeccionar.
There are areas in our lives that God wants to make perfect.
Yo no sé si alguna vez te han puesto como una prótesis porque te lastimaste el pie.
Don't know if you've ever hurt your foot before.
Y es difícil enderezarlo.
And it's hard to straighten out and get walking.
Es doloroso enderezarlo.
It's painful stretching out.
Ahora imagínate caminar por un camino recto.
Now, just imagine walking on a narrow path.
Cuando estás lisiado.
When you're crippled.
Pero Dios quiere que enderecemos nuestros pasos.
But God wants to make our feet steady.
A través de la disciplina espiritual.
As through spiritual discipline.
Yo no creo que Juan el Bautista haya decidido hacer un ayuno nada más porque sí.
John the Baptist didn't just fast for the sake of it.
Había razones por las cuales él ayunaba.
There were reasons for him fasting.
Entrar en el camino angosto y seguir las pisadas de Jesús.
He walked on the narrow path and wanted to follow in Jesus' footsteps.
Nos va a costar ayunar.
That will cost us.
Nos va a costar venir a la oración.
Coming to prayer meetings.
Nos va a costar guardar nuestra boca cuando queremos hablar.
It means keeping our mouth shut when we want to speak.
Nos va a costar muchas cosas en la vida.
It will cost us a lot of
things. Nos va a costar perdonar.
It will mean forgiving as well.
Nos va a costar leer la Biblia cuando a lo mejor estamos cansados y solo queremos ver televisión.
It also means reading the Bible when we'd rather watch the telly.
Nos va a costar seguir a Jesús.
Following Jesus requires a price.
Nos va a costar hablar la verdad.
Speaking the truth has a price.
Jesucristo dijo, yo no vine para traer paz, yo vine para traer espada.
Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on the earth, but a sword.
Y dice, entre el padre y el hijo, entre la madre y la hija.
Between father and son, mother and daughter.
Jesucristo fue rechazado por su propia familia.
Jesus was rejected by his own family.
Cuando mi papá se convirtió,
When my dad became a Christian,
y mi mamá se convirtió,
and when my mom became a Christian,
mis abuelos le dijeron adiós.
My grandparents rejected him.
Les dijeron herejes. Como
I'm just trying to think of the polite word in English. I don't know the polite word in English, but I'll tell you after the service.
Y nos va a costar el rechazo.
We will be rejected.
Las burlas.
We'll be mocked.
Las críticas.
Be criticized.
Yo tengo una conocida que hace unos días me dijo, Esther, yo no tengo amigas cristianas.
I was speaking to someone recently who said to me, I don't have any Christian friends.
Ella en Navidad regaló un folleto a sus conocidas.
So at Christmas time, she gave some of her non-Christian friends a Christian leaflet with the message of Christmas.
Y un regalo.
And a little gift with the leaflet.
Y una de ellas le llama y le dice.
And one of her friends called her up afterwards.
Mira, te agradezco tus buenas intenciones, pero no quiero nada que ver con Jesús.
Thanks a lot for that, but I don't want any of that.
Y ella me dijo, Esther, yo me siento triste.
And she said, I'm really sad because of that.
Nos va a costar.
There is a price to pay.
Nos va a costar el hecho de hablar la verdad.
Speaking the truth
pero
requires
Dios,
a price to pay.
Pero Dios quiere que tracemos cada día ese camino correcto.
But Jesus wants us to walk on the narrow path every day.
El contexto de Jeremías 6:16.
The context of Jeremiah 6:16
es que Dios le dice al pueblo, miren cuál es el camino correcto y anden por él.
It says, stand at the crossroads and look.
Fíjense cuál es el camino correcto y anden por él.
Look at what the correct path is and walk on it.
Y tendrán descanso para su alma.
And you'll find rest for your soul.
Y el pueblo, la respuesta de su pueblo.
And the answer of the people
fue no andaremos.
Was we will not walk on the right path.
Y Dios dice que les envió atalayas.
The Lord sent prophets to them.
Y envió el sonido de la trompeta.
The trumpet was sounded.
Cerraron sus oídos.
They closed their ears.
No quisieron oír el mensaje.
They did not want to hear the message.
Dice la Biblia que el Señor trajo destrucción porque rechazaron su palabra.
And the word of God says that destruction came because they rejected God's word.
Ellos prefirieron la destrucción que el descanso de su alma.
They chose destruction rather than rest for their soul.
Porque había que pagar un precio para andar por el camino angosto.
Because there's a price to pay if we walk on the narrow path.
¿Estamos hablando la verdad en nuestras casas?
Are we speaking and living the truth at home?
Quiero terminar con esto en Lamentaciones 3:40-42.
Lamentations 3:40-42. The word of God says this. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled, and you have not forgiven.
Vamos a examinar nuestras vidas.
Let's just examine our lives.
Y vamos a decirle al Espíritu Santo, mira si hay algo en mi vida.
We'll just say, Holy Spirit, have a look. Is there something in my life?
Porque yo quiero caminar por el camino angosto.
Because I want to walk on the narrow path.
Yo quiero enderezar mis pasos.
I want to walk on a straight path.
Father, we come to you. We say, Holy Spirit, seek deep within us. As David was saying, Lord, look deep within us, within me, and let me know if I have done something wrong. And show me, Lord, because I'm not going to do it again. He's saying that in Psalms 19. Father, you can see your hearts, and our desire, Lord, is to walk on the narrow path. And we recognize that it is not easy, that in my heart that we will suffer. that we will expose our lives, our comfort, that we will give up things in order to follow you. But we want to follow you because you are the only way to go to the Father. You are the truth and you are the life. Father, help us to live by the guidance of your Holy Spirit, like John the Baptist. Help us to live, Father, in a way that we are honoring your word, because we are following you truly. I bless my brothers and sisters, Lord, and I ask you that this message will produce a harvest of salvation within ourselves and through ourselves. Use us to be a voice, but also help us to walk and to live in the narrow path. In the name of Jesus.